Apocalypse, chapter 14. Of the Lamb and of the virgins that follow him, of the judgments that shall fall upon the wicked. And I beheld, and lo, a Lamb stood upon Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his name and the name of his Father written on their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven, as the noise of many waters, and as the voice of great thunder. And the voice which I heard was as the voice of harpers, harping on their harps. And they sung as it were a new canticle, before the throne, and before the four living creatures, and the ancients. And no man could say the canticle, but those 444,000 who were purchased from the earth. And these are they who were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These were purchased from among men, the first fruits to God and to the Lamb. And in their mouth there was found no lie, for they are without spot before the throne of God. And I saw another angel flying through the midst of heaven, having the eternal gospel to preach unto them that sit upon the earth, and over every nation and tribe and tongue and people, saying with a loud voice, Fear the Lord and give him honor, because the hour of his judgment is come. And adore ye him that made heaven and earth, the sea, and the fountains of water. And another angel followed, saying, That great Babylon is fallen, which made all nations to drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. Footnote: Babylon. By Babylon may be very probably signified all the wicked world in general, which God will punish and destroy after the short time of this mortal life, or it may signify every great city wherein enormous sins and abominations are daily committed, and that when the measure of its iniquities is full, the punishments due to its crimes are poured on it. It may also be some city of the description in the text that will exist and be destroyed as here described towards the end of the world. And a footnote. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, If any man shall adore the beast and his image and receive his character in his forehead or in his hand, he also shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is mingled with pure wine in the cup of his wrath, and shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the sight of the holy angels and in the sight of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torments shall ascend up for ever and ever. Neither have they rest day nor night, who have adored the beast and his image, and whoever receiveth the character of his name. Here is the patience of the saints, who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. And I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, Write, Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord. From henceforth now, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, for their works follow them. Footnote: Die in the Lord. It is understood of the martyrs who die for the Lord. End of footnote. And I saw, and behold, a white cloud, and upon the cloud one sitting, like to the Son of Man, having on his head a crown of gold, and in his hand a sharp sickle. And another angel came out from the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat upon the cloud, Thrust in thy sickle and reap, because the hour is come to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. And he that sat on the cloud thrust his sickle into the earth, and the earth was reaped. And another angel came out of the temple, which is in heaven, he also having a sharp sickle. And another angel came out from the altar, who had power over fire. And he cried with a loud voice to him that had the sharp sickle, saying, Thrust in thy sharp sickle, and gather the clusters of the vineyard of the earth, because the grapes thereof are ripe. And the angel thrust in his sharp sickle into the earth, and gathered the vineyard of the earth, and cast it into the great press of the wrath of God. And the press was trodden without the city, and blood came out of the press up to the horses' bridles for 1,600 furlongs.